Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This Holy Half Hour, like all the others, is packed full of profound patter and magnificent music, plus something extra to all the other programmes, namely elephants. Elephants, I hear you exclaim. Yes, elephants. Why elephants? Because they're amazing creatures. I remember meeting a full-sized adult African elephant when I was on safari in the Masai Mara Game Reserve in Kenya. What a magical moment it was. I was all alone when I came face to face with this huge elephant. We stood staring at each other like high noon in cowboy films. He towered over me and our eyes met. I stood in awe and wonder, transfixed. He glowered at me and made a huge roar. I don't speak elephant, but I got the message, get out of my way or else. And I immediately obliged by beating a hasty retreat, a dignified retreat. I thought discretion was the better part of valour. Otherwise, he would have taken me to tusk. Well, it wasn't like him being in a human zoo. This was his territory and I was intruding. He had both might and right on his side. Have you heard the story about several people bumping into an elephant in the dark? But they all came at the elephant from different angles. One walked into his side and thought it was a wall. One walked into his leg and thought it was a tree trunk. One walked into his behind and, feeling his tail, thought it was a rope hanging down. One walked into his trunk and thought it was a snake. It illustrates how the same things can be approached from different angles and produce very different conclusions. And have you heard the joke that custard is very good for hiding elephants? How can custard be good at hiding elephants? Well, have you ever found an elephant in your custard? See, it works. Anyway, enough of this frivolity. Let's get down to more serious business. Real, live, large-eared, long-tusked, heavy grey wild elephants staring right through you are an awe-inspiring sight. But what is even more interesting, and is our subject tonight, is elephants in the room, as they say. You know the expression, an elephant in the room, meaning something on everybody's mind but no one's daring to mention it. I find that fascinating. For instance, you can be in a hospice side room with the family gathered and still no one is talking about death. Or you meet a German and neither of you wants to mention the war. Or two guests at a wedding are wearing the same dress, everyone notices but no one says a word. Even if one's a woman and one's a man. That's so British. Well, here's a classic song by 10cc.
I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
Oh,
Elephants in the room can be found all over the place in every aspect of life. Basically, they are big problems which are being ignored and not faced up to. America's elephant in the room is guns and the lack of gun control. Some folk are starting to mention it now. Our country's elephant in the room is knife crime or drugs. Everyone's elephant in the room is aging and death. The world has a lot of elephants in the room, such as poverty, corruption, climate change. Here's a song about an elephant in our room by Sir Cliff Richard. It's about guns and bombs and war and the silent, invisible nuclear threat which hangs over us, about which we dare not whisper.
Looking at a baby's face, I saw the plight of the human race dying to survive. Shaken by the irony, the anger rose inside of me and would not subside. I thought you're too young to understand, but the fate of every mortal man rests in someone's mortal hand tonight. In a nuclear insanity, there's a death watch on the land and sea, and I believe that we may never live our lives. We were born under the gun, and just like every mother's son, we are hostage to the megaton, and the world could die tonight. Under the gun, we live in fear that the end will come, but there's one place to run, run to the sun. Everyone can see that the hour is late, and every soul on earth has got to demonstrate their loving if we're to survive. 'Cause we're tired of living on the brink, scared to death that our ship will sink in the winking of an eye. This course we're on's a big mistake, 'cause we all lose in the nuclear race. It's time to show all the heads of state that we believe,
we believe,
oh, we believe that we're fighting for our lives. We were born under the gun, and just like every mother's son, we are hostage to the megaton, and the world could die tonight. Under the gun, we live in fear that the end will come, but there's one place to run, run to the sun.
Other elephants in the room include racism, violence, abuse, slavery, people trafficking. At work, there are elephants in the room in the form of silently putting up with the gender pay gap, men getting paid more than women for the same job, the invisible ceiling preventing women getting promotion. There's also sexual harassment. The good news is that some people are beginning to identify the elephants and speak about them. Recently, we've been having a few wake-up calls. Calls like this one to wake up, open our eyes, unite, and don't waste time.
Wake up,
Our society has a problem in that the majority of us are overweight, obese even. But there's a reluctance by society to admit that or to do anything about it. The food industry is particularly bad for making it a non-subject, an elephant hidden in the custard, we might say. People know they are gaining weight, but they do not want to address the problem. Society also likes Facebook and internet access so much that it tends to turn a Nelson eye to the real danger of a loss of privacy. And the international community has a real problem with Russia. It invaded Crimea and Ukraine. It interfered in the American and other elections. It dopes its athletes in Olympic Games. It uses chemical weapons in Syria. It uses nerve agents to assassinate former agents. It engages in hacking and other cyber warfare. It vetoes UN humanitarian convoys. It imprisons anyone standing for election against Putin. For years, everyone bit their lip about all these things. As with Adolf Hitler, the first instinct is appeasement. Eventually, however, the elephant in the room grows so large and unruly that it cannot be ignored and wished away. Other elephants include Xi Jinping of China, Donald Trump and America, Assad in Syria, and many others. There's a world of difference between ignoring an elephant in the room by whistling in the dark and biting bullets, grasping nettles, dealing with the elephant in the room and singing through the hard times. So go on, sing along with Utah Phillips now.
We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. Sometimes our living gets so dark and lonesome, it seems like there's nothing we can do. So we reach out to each other and raise a song together and let our voices carry us through. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. And when the war clouds gather, it's so easy to get angry, and just as hard not to be afraid. But you know in your own heart, no matter what happens, you just can't turn your back and walk away. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. So hand in hand together, we help each other carry the light of peace within us every day. And if we can learn to live it, to walk and talk and give it, that world of peace won't be so far away. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come.
We are. And in our own life, we often try to ignore toothache, or a chest pain, or a rattle in the car, hoping they will just go away, saving us the bother. We try to ignore mounting paperwork or growing weeds in the garden. We procrastinate, postponing decisions we know we must take. We try to minimize and ignore so many elephants in our rooms. By the way, there are good as well as bad elephants in our rooms. Think of all the good charitable work performed by unsung heroes, all the good news which is not reported, all the quiet self-sacrificial service going on which keeps daily life running. And think of the church across the globe down the centuries, working away silently, unsung, as the salt of the earth, reflecting He who is the light of the world. These are good elephants being overlooked and not spoken about because they do not blow their own trumpets, or should I say trunks. There's nothing new in this. It's as old as human beings. The Bible has examples of ancient elephants in the room. For all those who thought that Jesus was just a mere mortal, all the folk he healed were elephants in the room. How could they account for the man born blind seeing, or the paralyzed man walking, the deaf hearing, the leper skin healed up, the demon-possessed restored to the rightful mind? They could only say nothing and try to airbrush away these living proofs. For all those who did not believe in life after death, Lazarus was an elephant in the room too. How could they account for the fact that 4 days after he had been publicly buried, he was alive and kicking, fit and well? So we read that they tried to kill Lazarus because he was an inconvenient truth. Jesus also raised from the dead the widow of Nain's son and Jairus' young daughter. Those who hated Jesus and those who did not believe in life after death tried to blank them out, ignore them, or at the very least not mention them. Jesus himself is the great elephant in the room. When he came into the room in Bethlehem, there was little or no room for him. Bethlehem slept through his arrival, blissfully unaware of his presence. When he grew up in the room in Nazareth, he was easily dismissed as being just Joseph, the local carpenter's son. When he was crucified, dead and buried in Jerusalem, he was disposed of as an irrelevance, a footnote, another false Messiah, not worth talking about, an elephant in the room. Ever since Bible times, people have tried to do that to the risen Jesus. He is the great elephant in the room. If you do not believe in life after death, if you believe that nobody has ever come back from the dead to tell us, if you do not believe he is the divine God, if you do not want to serve him all your life, then he's a very inconvenient truth. So many ignore him, airbrush him, deny him, crucify him, and thus try to dismiss him like an elephant in the room. Here's Michael Card.
The Nazarene had come to live the life of every man, and he felt the fascination of the stars. And as he wandered through this weary world, he wondered and he wept, for there were so few who listened to his call. He came, he saw, he surrendered all, so that we might be born again. And the fact of his humanity was there for all to see, for he was unlike any other man, and yet so much like me. Hunger and the Nazarene could cry, and he could laugh with all the fullness of his heart. And those who hardly knew him, and those who knew him well, could feel the contradiction from the start. He came, he saw, he surrendered all, so that we might be born again. And the fact of his humanity was there for all to see, for he was unlike any other man, and yet so much like me. He came, he saw, he surrendered all, so that we might be born again. And the fact of his humanity was there for all to see, for he was unlike any other man, and yet so much like me.
Always, God is the ultimate elephant in the room. He is the unseen guest, the silent listener, the invisible presence. Always he is denied, disbelieved, ignored, airbrushed, dismissed. Never does he let us off the hook, though. We try to reboot, we try to drop the subject, we profess atheism, but even among the most godless who curse and swear, we find it is in his name that they curse and swear. In spite of themselves, they speak his name and give him publicity. Often they say his name even more than believers do. How ironic. You see, elephants are so big that when they're in rooms, they're impossible to ignore for long. Even if they're not named or mentioned, they still remain the dominant thought. People may hold different views about any elephant, including God, but they are views about the elephant, for it or against it, belief in it or belief against it. We try to ignore them, but they and he will not let us. Here's Michael Card again.
Form the ear, worth the time it takes to hear. Should he who formed our lips for speaking be not heeded when he speaks? Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken love to us. Why will you not listen? Listen to the sacred silence. Listen to the holy word. Listen as he speaks through living parables that must be heard. Parables that must be heard. Will you listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken peace to us. Why will you not listen? Why will you not listen? He spoke a word of flesh and blood. Flesh and blood that bled and died. Bled and died just to be heard. How could you not hear this word? Why will you not hear this word? Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken hope to us. How could you not listen? Why will you not listen? How could you not listen?
So why not be honest and real? Let's identify our elephants in the room, name them, address them, deal with them, maybe even come to embrace them, appreciate them, and positively love them. Elephants are indeed fascinating and life-enriching. May we enjoy our safari among them today and every day. So bye for now, and I leave you with Michael Card singing Know You in the Now.
Echo of history, a light so many strain to see. The one we talk so much about, but rarely ever live it out. Could you tell me why? Was it for this you came and died? A once a week observance when we coldly mouth your words. Lord, I love to see your presence in reality, but I don't know how. Let me know you in the now. Thank you. you in our busyness. We made you in our image, so our faith's idolatry. Lord, deliver me. Break my heart so I can see all the ways you dwell in us, that you're